Blog Talk Radio.
Sound good. Mm-hmm. You got he trying to cause he they gonna you know like they know Larry Reed person, they gonna know your person. They're like, hey, you that Noah? He's always talking about you. Yes. Mm-hmm. when I'm gonna ask for them randomly. I just got them as fillers. I may discuss them. Hampton, Rodney Hampton is 49 seconds in. What now? Rayham. Ronnie Hampton. No, I don't know what's his first. Oh yeah, I'm gonna talk about depression tonight. No, you didn't. Noah, you be so tripping. I be trying to give you these backgrounds, but you don't have time for these backgrounds. You be so doing so many things. You got something for the church? Put my deeper lot. Look, background. You do? Oh. I'm so messy. When you need it, it's not even there. And that is. Let me look. Let me see if I can find you real quick. HD. I need it in HD. Oh, I need a church clothes sign. Coronavirus. You see church clothes? HD. If you type in church clothes coronavirus, there's going to be a picture of a church and the coronas, church clothes, coronavirus. Cancel event is one. Yeah, do cancel the event. No, if you type in church clothes, that's going to come up. Church clothes, coronavirus. Go down. Go down. So that's one. Say that one. That's one. You. Okay. Keep going, man. Whoa. It ain't on there. It should have been. Go back up. It should have been there. Okay. Add to pictures. I have to send it to you. Where you want me to send it at? Okay. He said it don't matter. You heard him. The nigga said it don't matter. See, and when we wanted to let it matter, he said it don't matter. He tried to get me today, I want to tell you, on that stuff. Yeah, he tried to get me. He was slick with it, too, because I almost fell for it. That's how he get me. Then you don't use that. You knew that. And don't forget the throwback. My throwback party. Yep. I guess that's going to be one of my backdrops, too. Man, I'm about ready to go live. I ain't got time for all this. And then be fussing at him when it ain't right. I wouldn't do that to Noah. Well, I found him a good throwback. I'd be looking out for Noah. That's what I'd be doing. He think I'm awful, but really I'm not.
And do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions held by our ministry. All material is gathered from other sources, and we only comment on publication and previous social formatted information. Due to the social nature of this information, it may contain content copyrighted by another entity or person. Deeper Look claims no copyright to said content. The Deeper Look can't be held accountable for the copyrighted content. The Deeper Look is a messenger and sharer of information and strives to verify but cannot warrant the accuracy of copyrights or completeness of the information on this format. If you have a complaint about something or find your content is being used incorrectly, please contact the Deeper Look prior to making a copyright claim. Any infringement was not done on purpose and will be rectified to all parties' satisfaction.
Deeper Look family. We would like you to like us on our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/Deeper Look Show or subscribe to our YouTube channel, Deeper Look Show. You can get alerts when we go live. Save this number to call in and voice your opinion. Be our co-host call-in guest, 516-590-0135.
Dr. Jackson would like you to support the Deeper Look family financially. You can show it through various methods. Cash App, hashtag Deeper Show. Venmo, Deeper Show. Zelle, DeeperLook2020@gmail.com. Or you can mail all contributions to Deeper Look Show, care of HC Multicultural Center, 6651 Crestline Drive, Jacksonville, Florida, 32211.
We take your story serious. Do you have an issue that you would like Dr. Jackson to deal with? Are you a whistleblower? Do you have information that needs to be exposed about the harming of people? Contact us today with your story and contact information, and please send corresponding proof. We do not buy stories or use this platform to hurt people, but we listen to both sides of the story. Email us today at deeperlook2020@gmail.com.
Hello, family. I am Dr. Jackson. I'm so excited. Yeah, I'm not as chromed as well as I would like me to be today. My staff is still working on getting, blame it on Noah. He's getting better. And my team is working hard. I got a lot of stuff I want to talk to you about today. I'm going to talk about the dying preachers. My God, there's so many pastors that are dropping dead across the nation. And we're going to talk about who, and we're going to talk about some of the stories of the lost. And oh my God, the Church of God in Christ has gone through a tremendous loss of a lot of its pastors, bishops, superintendents, and they're dropping. There's an extensive prayer list. We want to be praying for them. I'm going to give some names to some of you all to be praying for them. We want to pray for our faith leaders as they are, you know, they're losing their life and they're going through some tragic things, and trauma is affecting all through the nation. But listen to me. I believe that if we will pray, the prayers of the righteous will avail much. And God is doing a new thing in the land. And so we're getting ready to talk about some exciting things. Got new show ideas. We're going to talk about what we're getting ready to do in the city of Jacksonville. You that are in Jacksonville, I cannot wait. Though they don't have my name up, I'm Dr. Zemekiel Jackson, and I'm so excited to be coming to you. And listen to me. Listen. They're going to put the Cash App information. They're going to have a call number in. They're going to have a bunch of stuff up for you tonight. It's going to be a wonderful day because, listen, we're getting ready to do some amazing things. We're going to talk about some amazing things that are happening. And I'm going to give you some groundbreaking information I think is going to change your life, make you better, inspire you, and hopefully this won't be another corona-depressing show about what's going on. I'm going to show some positive stories of survival because people are living past corona. Listen, there are people that – listen, good news. There have been over 100,000 folks affected. But listen to me. There have been over 158,000 people, they're saying, that are now survivors. So we're getting ready to get into the show. They're getting ready to give this a slight announcement, and after they come back with this announcement, I'll be back to talk the business with you all about what's going on in the nation.
Deeper Show. Venmo, Deeper Show. Zelle, deeperlook2020@gmail.com. Or you can mail all contributions to Deeper Look Show, care of HC Multicultural Center, 6651 Crestline Drive, Jacksonville, Florida, 32211.
We take your story serious. Do you have an issue that you would like Dr. Jackson to deal with? Are you a whistleblower? Do you have information that needs to be exposed about the harming of people? Contact us today with your story and contact information, and please send corresponding proof. We do not buy stories or use this platform to hurt people, but we listen to both sides of the story. Email us today at deeperlook2020@gmail.com.
Welcome back. Well, recently, I don't know if you know it or not, but in the Church of God in Christ had a workers' meeting, and several of them, of many of the Kojic members, became sick. And so some of the great leaders of the Grand Ole Church is now sick. I've seen some of these guys on social media, YouTube, and I hope they're streaming to that and recording tonight. Many of those guys have prophesied doom to the Grand Ole Church. This format will never be used to tear down leadership. It'll always be used to talk about both sides of the story because there's two sides of the story. So I've got some things coming out, trying to reach a pastor now, that a young lady said that he was raped. She raped him. The pastor raped her. And when she was 17 years old, the statute of limitation has ran out. We're going to ask him some questions about that. And I've also got a situation where a business owner that owned a business took advantage of a family in a way that it's causing them to be put out of their home. And so and got some really breaking stories. Another story that's getting ready to come up is a story about a woman that leaves her husband and runs off with another man, but she leaves him high and dry with the kids. And we're going to talk about that. And guess what? She's a political official. So I've got some hot stories that are coming out that we're going to deal with some really pointed issues and hopefully get an understanding. I don't want to draw conclusions. There's some stuff that's going on in our city. I've got calls about pastors marrying and remarrying and some things that are going on. And my job is not to be scandalous. My job is to address the questions that people are already asking and see can we come up with resolutions and find a common goal. One thing about it, you ought to be glad that I'm on this side of the camera dealing with the issues and not someone that doesn't understand the sensitivity of the body of Christ. I truly understand. I'm a pastor. I've been a pastor, a lead pastor, so I understand. That does not mean because you're a pastor, I'm going to take your side. I'm going to take the side of the truth. Anyone that knows anything about me is that true story. Me and my sister used to work together, and she was my baby sister. I loved her, but when it came down to firing, I fired her and went home and ate cereal at the same house that same evening because I've always been a person that I lean on the side of my principles and what I believe in, and I look for you to lean that way as we deal with many of these issues. Now, we've lost a lot of life in the Church of God in Christ. Some pastors have lost their life, and there's a prayer list, and let me give you some of the people that's on the prayer list. And this was sent to me. There's another list, and this is not the list. I actually couldn't find it before the show, but Pastor Anderson, Pastor Peterson, Pastor Donaldson, and the Donaldson family, of course, John D. Leggett, Bishop Shear's father and mother, Elder Smith, Elder Davis, fiancés of people, and those, and Drew Shears, senior, his dad, and the wife, and several of those were affected. Some believe they were affected at the recent workers' meeting. As a result of that, Bishop G.E. Patterson has canceled many of those events. And so what I want to look is, I want to let you see what Bishop Patterson said, and their presiding bishop. And then I'm going to take you in towards the end of an interview with Drew Shears, and where he's asking for prayer for his father. And we're going to kind of discuss this because there's a lot going on with churches and that church, as well as not only that church, it's one of the largest churches as a conglomerate. And then we're going to talk about some individual pastors across the country and that are still worshiping. And these that are worshiping are not obeying the 6 feet separation, and people are getting sick and infected and all those kind of things. And we're going to kind of talk about that. And if you're going to continue to have church, what are safety parameters that you're going to need? And, you know, if in the state of Florida, our governor said no more than 50 people. And it's important that you abide by those. You know, you need a couple people. You got a little preaching audience, but that's it. I mean, hundreds of people packing in an auditorium can be a very dangerous and a very toxic environment with all of the information that we know. Now, get this. My last show, I dealt with the scandal. I dealt with the fact that there are hands behind it in the government and all of those kind of things. You need to look at that show. It was very powerful. I released some very pertinent information that was shared with you, but needless to say, there's some things we need to prepare ourselves. Let's go into one of those clips. I don't know which one you'll get first, but let's run both of them back to back. All right.
Jesus. I wanted to take a moment to provide some updates for our Church of God in Christ family in light of the COVID-19 pandemic. The Apostle Paul shares my sentiments in his writing to the Philippian church in chapter 1 and verse 3 of his book. He says, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. We look forward to each opportunity to fellowship with each other on the local, jurisdictional, and national level. And we have just a few opportunities to gather together on the national level. Therefore, those times are very precious. The COVID-19 pandemic has made us reevaluate our gatherings over the next few months. While the fellowship with one another is priceless, your safety is most important to us. The CDC and many state health departments are not sure how long we will need to shelter in place. There's no vaccine for this virus, and the most effective way to combat it at this time is to stay at home. As previously announced, we are postponing the April call meeting, and in addition, both our men's conference and our women's international convention are canceled for 2020. The 2020 Auxiliaries in Ministry Convention is also canceled for 2020, and additional information will be shared with you as it becomes available. We serve a great God who is all-powerful and all-knowledgeable, and we trust him wholeheartedly. Continue to listen to the authorities and medical providers and follow their instructions. Our faith is the most important and present when we follow instructions of those charged with our safety. I love each of you, and may God richly bless you.
Pastor Marcus Ways of the Christian Gospel Center in Detroit was at the Detroit conference. He is vice president of all pastors and elders for his denomination. He says two of his church's members also got sick, but fortunately they recovered. He is praying for Bishop and Mrs. John Henry Sheard, who both are in the hospital. Their son is also a bishop and has asked for prayers on Facebook.
My dear father and dear mother, Bishop John H. Sheard and Mother Willie Mae Sheard, have both tested positive for the virus. I come to you asking that you will pray for them because I yet believe that God can do anything but fail.
Let's stay home. Let's stay prayerful. Let's stay safe.
Kim Russell, 7 Action News.
Yeah, that's a good message. Stay home, stay prayerful indeed.
Hey, I'm so glad to be back and everything. Will you make sure that you have his number? Will you text him the show number for me? Thank you so much. I'm so excited. Listen to me. Church of God in Christ closed that national meeting. It's good to see that the bishops and the leaders are concerned about people and their lives. Unprecedented for them to shut down all of their meetings. I've seen them have meetings during the time, like it was hurricanes and all kind of crazy stuff going on. So the sensitivity, this is a very serious virus that we're confronting, and they're dealing with this. Now, we're praying for Dad Shears, and you may not know who that is, so let me express who that is. You know the Clark sisters, Karen and Dorinda Clark and all of those. Dad Shears is Karen's husband's father. He also is a general board. He's on the board of bishops. His son, Drew Shears, which is Karen Clark Shears' husband, is on the board of bishops, the governing board for the entire Churches of God in Christ. So this is very alarming that this God that's over all of the bishops is now experiencing these health conditions. Now, he's an older person, and that's why we need to pray most important. And I also gave you a prayer list. Now, we're losing pastors across the country. Now, I'm going to urge pastors, I'm going to say this to you. Not that I have a monopoly. Now, I'm a younger guy than some of these guys that are dying, but some of them have underlying health issues. We want you to be very sensitive to our senior pastors, especially you, when you get in those 60s. We love you, and we know we believe you believe in the message. If you are in a state or a city that you want to share the word and you're still meeting with congregants, please keep that number under 50 as been stated, and that you do proper spacing. I mean, space it. Make sure that there are people. Leave the doors open so no one's touching doors. Now, watch this. A recent study, and I'm going to deal with it probably on Tuesday, just came out that a lot of this is sensationalism. When it comes down, watch this, to how long the virus lasts is outside of the body. A lot of that's been sensationalism to get you to buy more products and more stuff and to create mass hysteria. So you got to be careful of all of those things. It does not exist as long as they're saying how many people are saying in your Facebook inbox messages. It lasts outside of the body for days. These scare tactics of people, they're actually controlled by companies that hire people to create phobia and fear frenzies to make you go buy product. That's an unfortunate truth, but it is what's going on. And so with all of that going on, I want you to stay clear of that. Listen to what the CDC is saying. All this other stuff, do not gauge yourself by this information that's being said and propagated. We want to make sure that the information that we're listening to is accurate information. Pastors, spread those churches, those people 6 feet apart. Make sure that when people are coming in, that they're not coming in large groups. Make sure we keep our groups under 50. That's what our staff, those that are running cameras, let's go to a streamable format when you can. You may have a few people in there and take your praise team and allow them to sit in the audience. You got an amen section. If you just need someone to say, go ahead on and preach, pastor, say a word, sir, say a word, sir. But do whatever you need to do to protect yourself. And younger ministers, this is a perfect time. Say, pastor, I'll do the stream. I'll jump in so the word can be given. Pre-record your message and so you can stream it. Stream it from pre-record it in your house. They can stream it. If your staff have questions about how can they record pastor's message at home and play it during the time of 11 o'clock hour, 10 o'clock hour, 9 o'clock service, contact my office. We'll show you all the ways you can do. But for God's sake, we need our seasoned fathers to live. Pastor, we need you alive. There's a word in your belly. And listen to me. I don't even have time to deal with this because there's a lot of talk that the only reason these old guys, these pastors are going to the church and saying it's because of money. Please understand me. recently I did a show on the falsehood of what people believe churches bring in money. Churches are not overwhelmingly running in the dough. Just because a pastor got good credit and he can qualify to drive a Mercedes, you know, if you got good credit and you qualify to drive a Mercedes, the interest rate is low. Your payments are $400 or $500 a month for a nice car. Listen to me. Ain't you rich? If you're leasing it, he can get it for $295 leasing. So it's not necessarily that he's balling in money. And just because you see all of that, everyone you see on at the church, the singers, the musicians, the guitar player, or most of those people are paid staff. Some of those staff, those payments of those people, you would be shocked of the amount of money that they're getting. If you know that the church production is a whole lot more intense than it used to be, then one deacon to my sing and glory to his name. Churches and got spewed up. They got smoke machines. They got everything. It's a full out, and it takes technical expertise. People that are professional that do what they do, and they're not doing it for thank you. Praise the Lord. We love the ministry. There's staff. There's payroll. There are expenses. I can tell you, our utility bill runs us over $5,400 a month. It is expensive. So when you're thinking that the church is trying to pass it, just got them people coming to line his pockets, stop being foolish. And the average church in America, I keep telling you, is less than 50 members, guaranteed under 100. And let's deal with it. You got a few people giving good tithes, but this generation is not that generation any longer. And so peanuts are coming in. But a huge amount of work to do. That's why churches went with daycares and all kind of other things that they did to substantiate the income ratio of the church. So do not be fooled by some of these things. With this going on, a lot of things have come along in terms of depression, anxiety, and all of those things in the country. I want to kind of show you, because I don't want anybody to think, okay, that I'm picking on solely the Church of God in Christ, because I'm really not. But many of us and some of the people that watch me are familiar with those kind of organizations. We lost Pastor Keith Burgess in Chicago. Let's play some of that on Pastor Keith Burgess. We lost him. This was very heartening and very sad. And let's deal with him.
After contracting COVID-19.
WGN's Sean Lewis is here with more on how he's being remembered and also a strong message from his family.
That's right. As we've seen more and more, Pastor Keith Burgess from Old Friendship Missionary Baptist Church was not over 60 years old. He wasn't even over 50 years old. He was in his 40s. He died yesterday, just a week after being admitted to the hospital.
We had some hope over 60.
At just 47 years old and standing 6 feet, 3 inches tall, Pastor Keith Burgess was bigger than life, an old school Baptist minister in the 21st century. In this Facebook video, preaching to his flock about COVID-19 just 2 weeks ago on Chicago's South Side.
Great church man, wonderful pastor.
His older brother Carl tonight talking with WGN, his family now among the thousands who have lost a loved one to the pandemic.
He thought he just had like allergies or a cold.
For days, Keith dismissed his symptoms until he could not any longer. 4 days after his symptoms began, he was admitted to community hospital in Munster and put on a ventilator. He died yesterday, less